Hi guys, this is Filippa in Thunder Mother and you're listening to The Blog of Rock.
Hello, welcome to The Block of Rock, your hard rock and heavy metal podcast music magazine. My name is Uwe Lerch and I will take you backstage to the rock stars. Of course, we chat about the music that connects us all, about new records, about life plans and what used to be. But we also talk about the people behind it, what inspired and motivated them and what kind of rockstar tips do they have for you out there. In the show notes, that is the description of this episode that you are hearing about right now, you will find a central link for all usage that will also take you to my official Facebook group. I would be happy if we get to know each other there. Are you ready for the start? Well, then come with me.
Hi guys, this is Uwe from The Block of Rock. After 20 episodes of The Block of Rock, I thought to get outside, finally, to get out of the studio. Luckily, Thunder Mother are on tour currently in Germany with their Fire track. And I'm sitting now backstage with guitar player Filippa talking about the tour. So how is tour life so far?
Oh, I'm so glad and thankful for being on the road again, because it's been 4 months of nothing. So I love these Corona concerts. I'm so happy.
At the moment, you're nearly the only band which is currently playing to real audience without being in a auto cinema or something. You're playing on a Fire track on top of it and some club shows. So how did it work out for you at all?
Well, it's great to have a mobile stage. You know, we can drive anywhere we want and play anywhere. So we reach a new audience that we wouldn't have done otherwise. So, well, I'm just happy because we've done a lot of streams by now to actually see people's happy faces again.
The good thing is the album is really well received. It's got just been out for a couple of days and it seems lots of people already know the songs, the new ones.
Yes, I don't know how that's happened, because it feels like we have 2/3 more audience, you know, now contacting us and on the internet and stuff. So, and I can see the streams are just through the roof. So something is happening right now, and it could be because of the heat wave we are experiencing right now outside. It's super hot.
Actually, you brought the heat wave from Sweden. That's what I told in the last episode. Yeah. And it's really great to see it now alive. The last days, it's what should have been like a miracle to you, because every day was so different. Can you tell us about what happened the past 5 days?
Well, we had extremely heat. I don't know how to say in English, but it's like 50 degrees on top of that bus one day. So our drummer almost fainted, and we had to get water and pour on our bass player and drummer after the show. And the first day it was raining so much, so we almost couldn't play. So we put plastic bags over our heads and pedals and stood inside of a thrash bag and played. And that looked hilarious. I mean, Corona safe, right? So, yeah, everything from extreme rain to extreme hot weather. It's been crazy.
And today we are here in Dortmund, by the way, the city where I was born, and we're playing in a place called Junkyard with lots of old cars. It's looking really funny. And today we're going to see a show which is just for winners for Radio Bob.
Yeah, so it's like one girl won this ticket, and she's bringing 49 friends. So we're 50 people in total, Corona safe. So she has many friends, that girl. Wow, that's more friends than I have.
And there will be some more shows to come during the week until you go back. And what will happen after? You know already?
Not really, no. I just know we're going to play acoustic show again. We played on a boat the other day acoustically. And, you know, we are just born entertainers. That's where our mission is in life, is to stand on stage. So that's where we feel alive. I do anyway. And I know the other girls do that too. So even when we have acoustic shows, we rock out totally. We run around. We do everything crazy as hell, to be honest.
Today there's not so much space on top of the fire truck, but I saw you some days ago at Virgus where you played on a, it was still a minor stage, but it's really, it was really curious to see you were running around the crowds and, you know, it was really wild on stage. So did it feel good for you to play finally again for the people?
Yes, finally I can run out to the crowds. They had their masks on, don't worry, but I felt just excited. Yeah, I forget about time and room and space when I do that. That's like blank in my head afterwards. It's like meditation for me to play rock and roll.
So you just released a new video, which is also from the album, and seems that it's also very well received. And it's a live show you performed this.
You mean the Dog from Hell video? We recorded that video in front of our most dedicated fans. So we took 100 of our fans, invited them to our video shoot, and we just made them have a great party. We had free bar and everything to make them enjoy this day as much as possible. So we did two music videos in one day, and the video Driving in Style is actually recorded 11 p.m. in the evening after the whole day. So we ended that video shoot 4 a.m. in the morning. So that what you see in the video, that's the real Thunder Mother and the real fans. That's what's happening.
You have some really dedicated fans. There's also a German Thunder Mother fan page already. So what I see, on the one hand, you have older guys like me who are attracted by younger women wearing leather stuff and playing guitar, but also lots of younger girls who are following you. Is it true?
Yes, I think most of our fans don't care so much about, you know, hot girls, because obviously we're not models, as you can see. We're just musicians that love to rock and roll, and we don't care about looks, especially. In this business, it could be a suicide, but we decided to just do what we love anyway, don't care about what people say, and just play music because we're musicians, as I said. And I think that reached out to many people now. So also we have a lot of girls listening to us right now, and that's amazing. You know, we want to inspire them to do the same thing.
Even if you don't think you're looking like models, yesterday you did. I've heard you had a great photo shoot yesterday. What happened?
I look like Mariah Carey with a guitar. We had a photo shoot with Guido Carpla, the living legend who took all the photos of Black Eyes with AC/DC, among other artists. And it was really cool. He wanted to do that for us, and he thought we were interesting and up and coming. So what an honor. We had the most fantastic day in the photo studio, and we went out on a dinner, and he told us so many good stories about Yoko Ono, Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson, Prince, AC/DC. I'm filled with that stories in my head right now. So grateful, so grateful.
So what will happen when you come back to Sweden and you're all on your own, no fans around, no concert, I suppose, even in Sweden? So what are the plans for you for the next week? Sleep?
No, yeah, I love sleeping. I'm the lazy one in the band. But I do absolutely nothing. I have a tomato, so I just texted my boyfriend, water the tomatoes. I'm very careful about my flowers. last year they died after my tour, so I'm trying to keep them alive. And then I'm going on a small vacation to my hometown in Skåne to visit my mother. I haven't seen her in a long time. So.
And then hopefully you're coming back soon to Germany, as soon as it's allowed.
Yes, I hope so immediately, because we love Germany. We want to almost live here sometimes.
Filippa, we were looking forward. Thank you very much. Taksa mikit. And hopefully you will see you soon on tour again.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming.
If you enjoyed this episode, please follow me at the podcast dealer you trust so that you don't miss the next one. You will get the entire season as a free subscription service from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Deezer, SoundCloud, YouTube, the Google Podcast Portal, and, of course, via my homepage, theblockofrock.com. You can also listen to the stories that have been already published there, because there's new food in here every week. And above all, tell your friends and share the good news on social media. All right? Then let's hear again next time. Until then, keep on rocking.